And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
When state lawmakers return this week from their unusual spring break, debate over the budget will take center stage. One important decision is funding levels for the Home and Community Care Block Grant. That's a program that provides basic in-home services to allow seniors to stay in their homes and out of expensive institutions. Services like Meals on Wheels, transportation to the doctor, and adult daycare support. State lawmakers cut state funding for the program by roughly $1 million last year, adding to a waiting list for the basic services that already numbered more than 16,000. And that cut came on top of a $2 million reduction in federal funding. Almost two-thirds of the people who received help from the program in 2013-2014 were over 75 years old. The average participant is nearly 80, and roughly half of them had incomes at or below the poverty level, and the basic services provided are not covered by Medicaid. Let's hope legislative leaders rethink those cuts and realize their decisions have real and human consequences for seniors in our communities. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.